Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Then we got a very special guest on the buyersafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing. I know
when one of our old-time favorites. He knew us when we were nothing, and he continues to know us when we're just barely something. He writes for the New York Times. He's a gentleman, a scholar, and an all-around badass. Ladies and gentlemen, the mighty Mark Stein. Hello, Mark. How you doing today?
I'm good, boys. I'm a little weary, but I'm good.
All right. Well, this is, NBA season. You're traveling all the time. You know how it goes. And we want to focus on an article that was posted a few days ago about the Mavs and bioanalytics. But before we get into all that, I want to get your take. You know, Ben and I know that you were here, you know, the first year that Dirk and Nash were here. And, you know this organization inside out. I'm curious if you've ever really seen anything like what Luka has been in terms of coming over here from Europe, his impact on the team, on the NBA, people's perception of him. What is your perception of the Luka impact?
I mean, look, he's exceeded all my expectations, and I think you guys know that I was really, really high on him. I'm kind of a basketball snob. I don't follow the college game at all beyond my alma mater, my beloved Cal State Fullerton. I haven't watched 1 second of Zion. I just don't watch college hoops at all. So Luka was actually the guy in the draft that I did know about. I had seen him play for Real Madrid a few years ago when Sala was still there on a family trip to Madrid. We went to a Real Madrid basketball game in the EuroLeague and saw him play then. I followed him closely when he was playing with Slovenia. So I actually knew quite a bit about him, but never did I think that he could come in and do the things he's doing on a nightly basis. But not just that, the way he resonates. Like, again, today, you know, you see the All-Star voting come out, and more than 2 million people have voted for this guy. And he's got more votes than countless established players. And it's those things that just blow me away, just how popular. And, well, you know, Dirk said it best. The guy, I mean, he's a Brazilian soccer player already. You know, one name, you just say Luka, and everybody knows who you're talking about.
Right? Yeah, no doubt. And you know, with your familiarity of just the overall, you know, nationwide basketball scene, there's been a lot of talk over the years about getting free agents to come here, you know, huge free agents to come here to Dallas and whatnot. And we've had a lot of conversations about that. But do you think other players around the league look at Luka and the style of play being so selfless, being such a great passer? And do you think other players will look at him and say, heck yes, I want a part of that. I want to go play there with Luka. Will he be a draw for Dallas?
It's too soon for that kind of talk. I mean, I wouldn't go that far yet. But obviously, if he stays on this track, certainly it ain't going to hurt. You know the problem is that a lot of the star free agents make these decisions based on friendships and long-term relationships. They want to, you know, Paul George stayed in Oklahoma City because he and Russell Westbrook hit it off so well. These guys, a lot of them play on Team USA together. You know, Luke is not a known quantity like that at this point. I mean, obviously, you hear the respect that other players have for him when they talk about his game. And, you know, all the way up to LeBron James, you hear veterans raving about the way he plays. But I think Mavs fans need to be a little bit realistic about that. It's too soon to start talking in those terms. But look, I told Cuban this early in the season. He won the lottery again. You know, Dirk has been a guy who almost on his own made this franchise viable and kept that building full for two decades, and Luka has every bit the ability to do the same thing and really take the torch and give, you know, he alone is reason to go to these games. But I will say this, the Mavs made their own luck here. They targeted this guy. They went after him. They gave up a top five pick and a lottery pick net in the coming draft to get him. So it's not like they didn't pay a big price for him. So kudos to them for going hard after him, being decisive, believing that he could do the things that we're seeing and going hard after him.
Man, you're so right, Stein, with what you said to Cuban, because, you know, you're similar to me and Ben in that, you know, your kids get to grow up in the world with, well, our dad works in professional sports, so you have access to a lot of things. My daughter is 13 years old. There is only one person in the world of pro sports that she's ever wanted her picture taken with, and it was Luka. And I don't even know where the hell that came from. And so it's like he has so much charisma. And I didn't realize it until I went on this Boston-Philly trip and saw the way East Coast people were reacting to him. I mean, the Mavericks did make their own luck, but this is something special. So I want to get to something you wrote a couple weeks ago that had sports fans just going haywire. I'd like you to sort of, not clarify, but detail what you were writing about how other executives think the Mavericks are going to handle Dennis Smith Jr. and how much, you know, fire there is to this smoke that's out there. What is the situation with Dennis and the Mavericks moving forward?
Well, I would say I went to the G League showcase in Vegas around December 20th. And you guys know what that is. There's the yep. whole G League goes there. Every team plays two games. But basically, it's like a winter meetings convention for basketball. Every team has three or four people there. I saw at least 10, GMs, the top decision makers in various organizations. I wasn't in the gym 5 minutes before two teams asked me, what's up with Dennis Smith? Where's he going? So I wrote that, when you bring this to the Mavericks, they will say, we are not shopping Dennis Smith. We are not looking to trade him. That's what the Mavs' public stance is. But rival executives firmly believe that they will trade him. And I think ultimately they will be proven right. I think in the long term, the most likely scenario is that they move Dennis for someone who will complement Luka better. And I guess you guys can tell, Phil, I'm a little bit blown away at the reaction. Like, it's made people so mad to bring that up. And I guess that's where I'm a little bit in the dark. I don't think that this is a huge surprise. You know, when they drafted Dennis Smith, they didn't know they were going to be getting Luka Doncic a year later. Is it too early to say that it can't work? Yeah, I'll give you that. But the reality is, I think when I look at their skill sets, I don't think I'm alone in saying it's hard to see how they'll be a great pairing. And realistically, going forward down the road, do the Mavs have a more attractive trade chip than Dennis Smith? Even if the Mavs said, we do not want to move him, even if they put out that bulletin and said 100% to the whole league, we are not moving him, they still get calls on him. I mean, the other teams are going to see an opportunity, whether there is one or not. So there's going to be discussions. Now, is it going to happen but by this trade deadline? I would actually advocate don't do it now. The Mavs are still finding out what they have exactly to put around Luka. They're not one trade away from making noise this season. So to me, why rush? Don't rush into a bad deal. Make sure if you're going to trade him, make sure you get a good deal. I mean, the guy's a lottery pick himself, obviously very young, obviously talented. A lot of people like him. They don't have to make a trade now, but I think it would be really – I mean, they have to listen. I mean, it would be foolish not to listen and see what you can get.
No, I think you're right. I think it's kind of a deductive reasoning thing. Like, even last night you're playing Phoenix, right? And they have a ton of great athletic wings that might go great with Luka, and Phoenix doesn't have a point guard, right? I mean, Devin Booker is better off the ball. It'd be better for the team. Or, you know, you look at Orlando and some of their lottery picks and go, well, Dennis would work there. I think it makes a lot of sense to think about those things, but you know how it goes. I mean, look at Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler should have gotten more than he got, but when everybody knows you're trying to trade him or want to trade him, the packages aren't as good. So the Mavericks
it's a difference, too, because he's heading into free agency. He's a veteran player. I mean, if you trade for Dennis this early in his contract, as a team, you're going to have a good semblance of control over his future. So, look, this is going to keep coming up. Whether he gets traded by the deadline on February 7th or not, this is going to keep coming up. But again, if I'm the Mavs, I'm taking the long view. And this is like, you don't have to win this year. You're not, even if they make a trade now, realistically, they're not going to make a trade so good that it vaults them to fifth in the West. I mean, the West is just too deep. The Mavs are only 3 games under .500. They're 14th in the West. I mean, this is a crazy season from that perspective. So to me, take the long view and make a good trade if you're going to make one.
We're talking to one of our absolute mentors in this business, the great Mark Stein, now with the New York Times. Please don't hit me with your daily dime. Let's talk about another awesome article that you wrote about the Mavs using.
By the way, I think you need to work up a new song, don't you?
I'm willing to go make a song.
Come on, if you make a song.
Yes. Okay, done.
Do it, Ben.
Say less, Mark. Done deal. okay, let's talk about this article you wrote about biometric data and bioanalytics and how the Mavericks are keeping their players fresh with blood samples. What's up with this story?
Can you explain it to me? Because I wrote it. I'm still not sure I understand. way over my... No, basically what it is, And I think it's happening more, really, than we even know about, but the Mavs are just one of the few teams that are actually willing to talk about this. But basically, the Mavs have struck a deal with a company in Ireland that sends its staffers here 4 times a year to take blood samples for the Mavs, and they do even more frequent little quick blood tests in between those 4 visits. And basically, they're studying the guy's blood to look for clues that can predict injury risk and illness risk. And the Mavs really believe this Cuban is the one who's just really into bioanalytics and artificial intelligence. He told me he thinks this is as important as traditional basketball analytics to him. And look, you guys know how data-driven he is. He loves this stuff. So look, it's voluntary. You can't make players do it. Players don't have to submit to blood tests if they don't want to. It's league rules that are in place for that stuff, but from what I'm told, there's only one unnamed Mav who has refused it. The whole team's doing it, and guys like JJ, you know, JJ says this has become, you know, part, you know, a piece to the puzzle of what keeps him successful and productive at age 34. A couple of years ago, in the first year that the Mavs were doing this, there were all kinds of signs right before JJ tore his calf muscle against Boston that something bad could happen, and it just kind of that kind of solidified the team's belief that this is a help. You know, look, they don't think it's the be-all, end-all, but it is a helpful tool in, you know, keeping guys as healthy as possible. And, of course, as soon as the article comes out, Dirk gets a stomach bug and the Mavs lose their first game of illness days after I write the article. But, you know, I think if Ben was on this program, we wouldn't be reading these Facebook posts from him that get all his friends scared about what's going on. Dudes, come on, man. I hope you're
right,
brother.
That was scary, man. I had a terrible thing that I wouldn't wish on anybody, a prostate infection, which is weird. I'd never even heard of it. Yeah.
He's good now, though. Stein, you should have seen it. He was pale. He was not doing well, and I would say yesterday was the first day the old Ben was back.
Yes.
I think he's on the backside of this.
But I read this article, Mark, and I'm like, this is great. I mean, the Mavericks are paying $150,000 a year, according to my sources that wrote that article. And so, but I'm like, okay, that's for an entire team. How affordable is this, you know, for the common man? Because at some point, if you're able to just go into the doctor ahead of time and say, all right, here's my blood sample, what food should I be avoiding? What food should I be consuming? What's my sleep regulation right now? I mean, how dangerous is my sleep pattern or whatever? I mean, you're really taking health to a whole new level. It's truly fascinating. I can't wait till this is, like, available and affordable to everybody.
I think it is going to be accessible to mortals like us because, look, again, I am by no means an expert on this terrain, and I'm glad you guys started out asking me basketball questions because if I had to do a whole segment on this, I would just make myself look stupid. But, you know, when you talk to smart people in the medical industry, they say that, you know, that studying biomarkers and what this Irish company Orico is doing is looking at almost 50 biomarkers per player, and then they put it into a computer, and that spits out all kind of data, and that's how they make recommendations about, you know, lessen this guy's practice load, increase it, change his diet, all these things. You know, that is kind of the wave of the future. And a lot of people in the medical industry do think that more teams are going to do this. And like I said, I do think more teams are doing it. They're just, you know, everybody in sports is so secretive, they don't want to admit it. So at this point, the Mavericks have publicly admitted it. Newcastle United in the Premier League in English soccer, they admit that they use this company. I found out the Knicks are another team. But I'm sure there are more that we just don't know about yet.
Stein, great stuff, man. We love talking to you. Ben's going to get to work on
quick,
a song, and we're going to...
Before you kick me off, shout out to friend of the show, Mitchell Krueger, the official
yes.
tennis player of Ben and Skin. One
yes.
win away from qualifying at the Australian Open. He's kept me up till 4 a.m. the last two nights, winning two marathon matches. He's got to beat Marco Trungeletti from Argentina today. If he does, he's in a major for the he's in his second straight major. So root for your boy.
Okay, and you got to let our listeners know, he's still based out there in Fort Worth, right?
He actually is in Dallas proper. He could have gone to Pluckers today, but he's not. He's obviously he's on the other side of the world. But he lives. You guys got to have him out to Pluckers. Let him talk Cowboys with you.
Oh, that's a great idea. Why don't we do a Stein Mitch roundtable? Why can't
that's
we
fine.
Get all four of us together
that's
and have
fine.
Some fun?
Let's do it. You know, the sad thing is I live so close. I really should have just come there myself, but I couldn't leave my dungeon today. So thanks for having me on the phone.
Absolutely. All right, Stein, thanks for the time, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, boys. Be good.
Love you. There he goes, the great Mark Stein. Love you too, Ben. One of my favorite guys we've ever interacted with on any level.
I'll blast out the New York Times article. And I think, you know, when people text us and tweet us and go, man, why are the Mavericks doing this with minutes? Keep in mind, a lot of these things factor into how much guys play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.